Randy Beeson, head of basketball coach of the Carroll Tigers, joining Casey Myers of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here on KCIM for our boys basketball preview show. And coach, you guys had a successful season last year, went 12-11, battled in a really tough Raccoon River Conference. I thought last year a couple teams made it down to the state tournament out of the conference. It seems like every year there's at least one or multiple teams that make it down to the well to play out of the Raccoon River Conference. So one of the better conferences in the state in basketball. Overall thoughts on kind of how you thought last season went? You lose a great senior group, but you bring back a lot of pieces for this year's team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, 12-11 doesn't sound great, I guess, to my standards. But we had a really positive year. The conference was really good again last year with ADM and Ballard and Winterset and Bondurant. I mean, all had good teams. So you know, the conference race is always fun and exciting, and there's. Seems like every game, if you're not ready to go, there's a good chance that you're not going to find a way to win those games, so which makes it fun. You know, every game's important, and I think this year will be very similar as far as the conference race. Ballard, ADM, Gilbert have a lot of guys that are coming back, and they were pretty good last year as well. So conferences will look tough again.
You guys started really hot last year. That's one thing to point out. And then kind of towards the middle of the season, struggled to find yourselves, you know, defensively and offensively. And then kind of towards the end of the season, found that groove again. How this year do you kind of keep that consistent play going forward with such, you know, I wouldn't say a young group coming back, but kids that had varsity experience, but they're still on the younger side?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy last year. We battled some injuries. We had Jared Moore get mono and sit out 6-7 games, so we had some other sprained ankles and just people being sick on game days, and some weird things happened. So obviously that's hard to be consistent when you have guys that are in and out of the lineup, but we had some guys that had some opportunities to step up and do some things. So obviously we'll miss Evan Hammer and Peyton Wardell and Kaden Langling and Will Schultes and some of those seniors, but we have guys that, you know, have waited their turn and have done a good job. And, you know, Stone Stevenaller started at the point for us last year. So he's got a lot of experience. Jared Moore, like I said, played a lot of minutes before he got sick. Matt Collison played for us last year as well. And then Carter Essek and Noah Henners came in towards the end of the year and did some nice things for us as well. So we have a lot of guys that, you know, some of those guys with some experience and some other guys that played JV for us that had good years at the JV level. You know, Blake Linsky's a senior, has put in his time, is a really good shooter for us. And Mannix White is another senior that could help us out. And we have some juniors that played JV for us as well that are looking to make an impact as well, like Trey Tassel, Jake Jorgensen, you know, some of those guys. So, and then we have some sophomores that will have an opportunity to step in and get a chance to do some things as well. So it'll be interesting. You know, we had a meeting just the other day to kind of talk about the season and hand things out. And, you know, you tell people the first day of practice starts on Monday. And even though you put in a lot of time and done some things, everybody's on a equal playing field, and you have a week and a half to show what you can do and who belongs and who's ready to go. So you hope that all the time that some of these guys have put in, that they'll be ready to go come first day of practice and come first game.
You guys got the chance in the summer to go play in different leagues for some of the kids that weren't out for fall sports and really keep them active and playing basketball. How do you think that's going to help you coming into the season? And what did you really see in the growth in the off season for these guys getting ready for the season this year?
Yeah, with me being the activities director, I'm always trying to get as many people out for our sports as possible. And a couple guys decided not to do football. So I said, if that's the case, then we definitely need to make sure that you're in shape. You can't just be sitting around all fall and then thinking you're going to be ready to go come winter time for basketball. So some of those guys went to a league in DMAC and played four Sundays in a row, so it was good for them to get together and play together and get up and down and get in shape. Usually we wait a little bit longer because we don't want to get in the way of football, and we want to focus on one season at a time. So, but we started things a little bit sooner, and then we did a few more open gyms there to make sure that they were getting a chance to get up and down and make sure that they're staying in shape and doing things. So, you know, obviously the more opportunities guys have to play with each other and be around each other and work together, the better. So hopefully that will be to our advantage this year. You know, some of those guys have been putting in time for quite a while now because they weren't playing that fall sport. But, you know, and the football players that were playing football, you know, are in shape and they'll jump right in. They've been to open gym since their football season has ended, and they're ready to get things rolling as well. So, you know, hopefully the football players had a pretty successful football season, and that will carry over right into the basketball season, and they'll have high expectations, and the ones that weren't out for football will be ready to go as well. So it'll be fun to get things rolling.
You look at last year's team and kind of the off season that you guys have had. What are some of the rooms for improvement you want to see team wise, you know, whether it's shooting, rebounding better, you know, stuff like that going into this year that probably didn't work out the best at times last year?
Yeah, I think, you hit it with being a little more consistent, right? Defensively, we're always trying to be a little bit better. If you can get more stops, usually that leads to more transition opportunities. And, so that'll be an area of focus, like it always is, as far as being better defensively and getting more stops so that we can get out and run. Offensively, you want to be able to do some things where you don't always have to be coming down and running the offense and calling sets and doing things. So just being more efficient on the offensive end, being able to attack the basket, not just settle for outside shots, and being better shooters. I mean, obviously, those are all the basics of being better. You know, we didn't shoot it very well from the free throw line last year. So, once again, that was the focus over the summer, is we need to have better shooters. And so guys spent a lot of time getting shots up and making more threes and making more free throws. So hopefully we can be a little more consistent there. But once again, every year just comes back to the basics, right? You got to be better passers. You got to be better shooters. You got to take care of the ball better. So hopefully that will be an area of improvement going into this year.
We talked about some of the kids coming back for you a little bit earlier. Who are some of the kids that maybe didn't get to see varsity a whole bunch last year or had success at the JV level, you know, maybe weren't on the team last year, that are going to potentially see some minutes for you guys this year?
Yeah, like I said, Noah Henners and Carter Essick, they came on towards the end of the year last year. They were juniors. So we're expecting big things out of them. Blake Malinsky, Maddox White are a couple other juniors. Blake's a really good shooter and made a lot of threes at the JV level. We're hoping he can do the same thing at the varsity level this year. Spends a lot of time. He's a basketball guy. He's very knowledgeable, really smart. So, and like I said, a really good shooter. So hopefully he can step in and do some things. Maddox White is pretty versatile. He's athletic. Played JV for us last year, so hopefully he can help us inside and on the rebounding portion. And then we have some juniors. Our junior class had a pretty successful freshman year. I think they only lost one game, so I think they're itching to make an impact here at the varsity level. Like I said, Trey Tassel, Jake Jorgensen, were a couple of those guys that did a good job at the JV level last year, and I think on most teams would probably have a chance to play some varsity last year, but they've waited their time and have been good practice players and, like I said, done a good job at the JV level, and so we're excited to see what they can do. We actually have, you know, Matt Callison and Jared Moore. They played some varsity minutes for us last year and really did a good job, so hopefully another year under their belt they can do some good things. And we have probably five or six other juniors that are out that, you know, played JV for us last year, so they'll be competing for spots. And we have a couple sophomores that did a nice job at the freshman level, so they'll have a chance to compete and see what they can do as well. So, you know, it's it'll be interesting. It's always fun to get, you know, we practice sophomores through seniors all together. So it's always fun to let them compete, and, you know, they're all best friends, but we talk all the time, like once practice starts, you're competing and you're trying to show what you can do. And, so it's always fun the first few days of practice to see who's ready to go and who's ready to compete and who's just there to have a little fun. So I think our guys will be ready. It'll be a fun year.
One last question for you, Randy, before we wrap up here. Taking a look at the schedule, you guys are going to kick everything off on December 3rd against Kemper. That's always a big game. You're going to start both the season with your first two games on the road. You'll go to Carlisle on that following that game. And then just looking at non-conference-wise, you got Storm Lake. You know, you throw in there the Gilbert Showcase. You'll take on Roland Story there, Dennis and Schleswig and Harlan towards the end of the year. And then obviously the always tough Raccoon River Conference. How do you feel the schedule kind of plays out for you guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our non-conference schedule is always really good. You know, Kemper's going to be really good this year, like they have been in the past. So that first game of the year is always seems to be a fun one. Storm Lake is going to be really good this year. They got a D1 kid on their team that's been recruited by Iowa and a bunch of other big-time schools. And they got some guards to go with them. We scrimmaged them a couple times over the summer. So they'll be really good, you know. And then Harlan seems to always be good. Denison always seems to be all right. So the Gilbert Showcase is always fun to go to as well. We'll see Roland Story. Their best player graduated last year, so we're okay with that. But, yeah, and then like we talked about with our conference, you know, there's not very many games on our schedule where I'm going, man, we can take the night off and just show up, and I think we'll be okay. You know, every game is going to be a tough one, and that's what makes it fun. I mean, that's what you want to have. You want to be able to have to prepare every game and be ready to go and be trying to play your best and hope that we can continue to be better so that when it comes time to districts, we're ready to go. So we're kicking off the year two with Pride scrimmage or Achieve scrimmage against Humboldt. And they're usually pretty good as well. So we're excited for the season. Like I said, should be a lot of competitive games, a lot of good teams, and our guys are itching and excited to get things rolling, and should be a fun season.
Randy, I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the time.